I'm Kier.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Jay from Gallifrey Public Radio,
a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Coming to you live from the Legend Studios via the interwebs, it's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm the operator.
I'm Wing.
I'm Beef.
And I'm Neil.
Here we are, one more time again, all up in your face.
You're more and more violent.
I am kind of, let me put this another way. Here we are again, and we're going to tell you the news, and it's going to be all up in your face.
See, that's so much better for your stress.
Now I'm smiling.
Beef, what time is it?
News time!
God damn right. Before we get too far into it, our thoughts are with the people in South Carolina right now. That situation is fucked.
And can we just, as a people, as a race, as a whatever, just stop being mean and dickheads to other people? All in all, I mean, really, just everybody stop being assholes. How about that?
And you know, Governor, would you mind, I don't know, maybe taking down the Confederate flag?
Oh, that's never going to happen. That fucking state will secede from the Union before it drops a Confederate flag.
I swear to God, it's like, oh, yeah, we're just going to keep it okay. That's awesome. That's great. But our thoughts and prayers are with you guys, so, you know, stay strong. So, other unfortunate news. Christopher Lee passed away this week. I think the only way I can describe that, there was a tweet that came out just after he passed, and it said, if you have kids, they have seen Christopher Lee in a movie. If you have grandparents, they have seen Christopher Lee in a movie.
Yep.
Or a show. He's been doing TV as well since the 50s, I think.
Exactly. This dude has been around. This falls under legendary. This dude has been around forever.
He did a metal album in 2012.
And how badass was that?
You know,
do a freaking metal album.
I'm 91. I mean, why not?
I'm going to do metal.
The only person on cast or crew of the Lord of the Rings movie that met Tolkien.
Yeah.
It's just badass.
And the only one that told Peter Jackson, yeah, I know exactly what putting a knife through someone does. Oh.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Wait, what?
Okay. Basically, there was a scene where he had to act like he had been stabbed. You act like you emote as though you had a knife put through you. And he's like, yeah, I know exactly how that feels, dude. How hardcore dude is.
You know,
it's like, yeah, I've been there. I've done that. Thank you.
There are some great bios of him online these days. And if you haven't had a chance to go and read like the story of this man's life, just go out there and read it. You'll just be blown away.
Truly. So on to the comic books that came out this week. You got your Runaways number 1. You got your Thor's number 1. You got your Lazarus number 17. And you got your Old Man Logan number 2. All good reads. All worthy of your time. Just good shit, Ms. Divinity. And so DC has kind of hinted that Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy are doing it.
Well, I thought that was implicit.
It was okay. It was implicit in pre-52.
Okay.
Because there were scenes.
It's pretty hot in most of these panels.
Yeah.
So that's their second coming out. Okay.
This is their kind of second coming out, where it's like, okay, we're just going to point blank say it. They're not saying it that they are together, but they are saying they are girlfriends without having to deal with monogamy.
Okay, they're polyamorous. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense. If you can't have the Joker every week, Poison Ivy is a good replacement, I guess.
This is true. And hot. Very, very, very hot. Very, very, very hot.
I'm not sure I would have sex with Harley Quinn anyway.
I'd have, totally have sex with Harley Quinn. I wouldn't expect to make it out alive.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Not after the Gods and Monsters
clip. I'll tell you, just saw the Gods and Monsters thing. I just watched all of them. We'll get to them later, but I watched the first weeks today. I will totally let Harley Quinn chop me up into pieces after she goes to town on me. Yeah. Not opposed.
Let's do some quick gaming news first. We had a clip of celebs playing Arkham Knight. That gameplay looks freaking awesome.
It does. It really does.
It looks really, really pretty. But very, very nice.
That video is really funny because they just got all these celebrities, some of them that have been in Batman movies and stuff like that, and at the animated movies. And at the end, you have Kevin Conroy. I am the Batman.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Yes. It's
like, yeah, you are actually Batman. Okay. All right. And then we have a clip from Halo 5.
Halo.
I'm ready. I said I'd never buy another Halo, but Jesus.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Warzone is supposed to be all sorts of goodness, multiplayer, co-op, and regular multiplayer. It drop in and out at any point in time in the storyline, and co-op storyline the whole way, which no games have anymore. So I'm super excited just for that bit alone.
Do you have an Xbox One?
Yes, I do, and I will probably someday soon have to buy a PS4, I'm sure.
Yeah. And also from E3, we got our Mass Effect Andromeda. So Sean will be squeeing over that.
I've been squeeing over that all week.
So beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's going to be what's going to make me buy a new console. Yeah. The day they release Mass Effect.
So that's holidays 2016, though. There's good stuff coming out before that.
That's true. Because you got your Fallout 4, your Duex that's coming out as well. But the one thing that kind of blew my mind and that might actually turn me to a full-on gamer is Star Wars Battlefront.
Looks great.
I couldn't believe how beautiful that shit is.
The most amazing thing about this trailer to me was not the epic beauty of the gameplay or the storyline or the wars or the weapons, how everything is mapped so neatly. It is the way that they tie the trailer together from one point of view to the other point of view from both factions. You can see the rebels fighting and then, you know, oh, there's the big AT-AT coming up. And then you see from the big walker, I don't know, it's just seamlessly done together. It's like a little mini movie, and this will make me buy a Star Wars game.
Yeah,
they always knew how to make those Star Wars trailer for games. I mean, if you look at the one for Knights of the Old Republic, just the Old Republic, the MMO, just look at the trailers. They're like mini movies of a couple of minutes. Best lightsaber battle you've ever seen are in.
Oh, Force Unleashed was the best lightsaber battles. I actually bought that one. But this is actual gameplay video.
Yeah.
This isn't the shit that they spice up just to sell the shit.
I'm talking about the spice up shit.
That's why this one looks so beautiful. It's actual gameplay video.
Yeah, we're going.
And the rocket packs. I did not expect that shit at all.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're like, he's gonna get stomped, and he's like,
and that was the thing. I remember watching Empire and seeing them run across on Hoth with the packs on. No idea what they were. I thought they were just supply packs or something like that. Now it's like, oh shit, those are rocket packs? That is so fucking awesome.
I wonder if they just took that bit and threw it in
there. Oh, they probably did.
We never saw nobody do shit with that. Those could be jets. Let's make them rocket packs.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they nailed all the sounds. And as soon as you hear the sounds, you're in. You're there in the Star Wars world, and you don't want to leave.
Nope. But if you get the sounds and you have these visuals, if the sounds are as good as they are, your mind kind of can blur the little bit of difference in the visuals to the cinematic visuals that you get, even though they're so close now. If the sound's there, you're like, this is the same shit. Yes. I must play it.
The Disney hype machine is working really well for Star Wars this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, let's be honest. Lucas would have never gotten the shit off the ground anywhere near this ever again.
Not like this. Not like this.
No. Well, we'll see after the first movie.
True. Let's see. So for online media news, as we mentioned earlier, Gods and Monsters, all three movies are out online now. All three of them are really quite good. really, really good. I mean, the Superman one, I was just like, well, fuck. That's just fucked up.
I can't stop it. I can.
Do it. Kills a kid. Kills a kid.
It asked him to, though.
Killed a kid.
Kid asked him to.
Still yep. killed him.
I know.
And Batman was going to nuke the city.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, tell me that did not remind you of Akira.
Yeah, yes, totally.
That was so Akira.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it, though.
No, I'm totally fine with it.
It was because
it wasn't really Akira. It was just kind of like it reminded you of.
Similar yet legally distinct. I think it was exactly the same. I think it was even the same arm that was all fucked up and bit like.
I think so. I think you're right. I think you're right.
But yeah, Batman is a nutcase, too. It's
Batman just kills people. He's like, jail. And bites
right, just chomps on her neck.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Batman.
I mean, the only person when that may come out somewhat decent is Wonder Woman, and she just, like, flat out takes people out.
Well, she's...
Oh, is that Wonder Woman at the very end? The last one?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So, and who was she, like, basically taking extremely willingly, but...
Steve Trevor. Steve Trevor is has
Kirk?
Been no. Steve Trevor has
no,
been
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine is
oh, Chris Pine is the yes, he does the voice. Yeah. But yeah, Steve Trevor, the character Steve Trevor, has always kind of been her love interest on and off for like I think since the '40s. Really, he's just been there on and off for
is
a
he
long
just like
time.
A special ops type dude or something.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Yeah, I mean, the original storyline was that was how they found where Themyscira Island was.
Oh, that's right, because he's the douche who crash landed there or whatever.
Exactly. That's
all
the
right,
guy.
All right.
That's the guy.
Yeah. The rumor is that Chris Pine might be in Suicide Squad, actually, to introduce the Wonder Woman movie. So,
is this going to be like a series, a DVD, something?
There is going to be a DVD released, I think, next month. And I mentioned this previously. I was originally just going to just not talk about it at all because we have been burned on DC movies so many times.
I think we're talking about this.
We're going to do this one. This one will be done because it is this... It just looks beautiful. So
the
yeah.
last DC movie that really sticks out in my head that I found... extremely enjoyable was Flashpoint.
I agree. Yes. Flashpoint was extremely good.
I think there was one after that was that really was good. Pretty serviceable too. One of the Superman ones was somewhat serviceable, but
yeah. But I think for me, nothing beat out Red Hood. But there was also Dark Knight Returns, which was just beautiful.
Dark Knight Returns was really good. Dark,
yeah,
Batman
but those
Year
were
one.
Before. Both of those were before. All three of those were before.
Yeah, they were before Flashpoint. You're right.
Yeah, Batman Year One was really, really good.
That was pretty good. And the guy who did the voice of Jim Gordon, same guy who plays Jim Gordon on Gotham. So let that bake your noodle.
Typecast.
In our next story, I'm going to have to go into a little bit of a story of myself, but Op is going to break another lamp. Basically... those of you who have ever heard of Oculus Rift, if you haven't heard of it, it's like basically a helmet that allows you to interact, and it's kind of like a 3D kind of, you know, virtual reality kind of thing. There is talk that Lucasfilm and Disney is going to get together and start to do a virtual reality Star Wars. So you're going to put on this helmet, and you're going to be immersed in the Star Wars, you know, whatever planet you're on and all that shit, which sounds cool on paper. It's going to take a while for them to put it together, but it sounds really good. The reason why I call the story Op is going to break another lamp. I have a feeling my story, there are going to be people out there who are listening right now who are going to be like, I have done that or got very close to that. When I was like 7 years old, obviously Star Wars fan, I took a broom handle and used it as my lightsaber. And I'm swinging it around, you know, listening to the Star Wars music, blah, blah, blah. And my mom had bought this ceiling lamp for my room.
4th century Ming Dynasty vase.
it was a globe kind of thing. It was just a sphere. It was a white sphere. It was very, very nice. And I'm listening to Star Wars. I'm battling Darth Vader. I'm having a good old time, you know? And I move my lightsaber, quote unquote, and I hear this, and I'm like, what? And I look up and I just tipped the lamp. That was just like, oh, okay, I got to be really, really careful. I got to chill out. So I go to the other side of the room and calm down a little bit. Dude lights everything again. And I swing, and you know how in glass there is that one part of the glass that if you hit it just so, every piece of that thing just literally evaporates?
Yes.
I hit that hard.
It's like the resonance frequency.
It didn't shatter. It evaporated.
Up hit it so hard it turned back into sand.
It just went whoosh. And needless to say, my mother was very, very angry with me.
No shit.
She was not happy with me at all. I was grounded like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's why Op grew up with a naked light bulb hanging from a ceiling as a
child. That's pretty much it. Pretty much it. But this is going to kind of reinvigorate that kind of vibe, because you're going to be immersed in the Star Wars universe and you're going to want to do lightsaber fights and you will break a lamp. So, you know, there you go.
Last time I did that, I bought a Wii in a Star Wars game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I threw my fucking puck through the controller or through the TV. Fuck.
Ouch. This Sunday, True Detective Season 2 on HBO. Cannot wait. That is going to be awesome.
Let me know how good it is and I'll steal it.
Okay. But this Saturday, this flipping Saturday as we record this, people.
Saturday.
Star Wars Clone Wars with Darth Vader.
You mean Rebels. You better check swing on that.
No, sorry.
Bite your tongue.
Bite my face.
Clone Wars
Rebels with Darth Vader. Star Wars Rebels is just so good, but this edition of Darth Vader, I cannot wait. I'm ready.
And it's got Mr. What's-the-name on there, too. The voice.
James Earl Jones. I'm like,
almost. Edward James Olmos.
Almost.
That's why I just stopped. I'm like, the brain is not saying that is not correct. That is not
zoom
correct.
In on the force.
Zoom in on the force.
But the fact that they got him is impressive.
Yeah.
It's great. Vader is going to sound like Vader, and he seems like a badass.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is still kind of young Vader. He hasn't really, you know, he hasn't met Luke yet. The Death Star is still being built. It's just he's just evil for evil's sake.
Yeah. I was thinking with all of their spinoff and everything, if there's a character that can reuse anytime they want, it's Vader, because you put another guy in the suit and you modulate the voice and ta-da.
And we've just seen that the mouse will keep writing zeros until he does what they ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Why not?
But this Saturday, Star Wars Rebels, it's back. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be sweet.
What?
And as many of you have heard, they are starting to shoot a new version, well, not new version, but kind of a reintroduction of the X-Files. It's going to be like a short mini-series on Fox. Yeah.
I'm good with that.
But there is a shot of Mulder and Scully sitting in the car, and the look on Mulder's face is like, I just don't give a fuck.
He looks
it's all
like
good.
A dirty, lazy fucking stoner.
Yep. But that's kind of awesome.
That's what he was at the end of the last movie, so you need to start from there.
Yep.
And she looks all prim and proper and kind of hot, so yeah.
Hannibal.
Oh, yeah.
Hannibal. Yeah, now Wing, have you seen it yet?
No, not yet.
A horrible person all over.
I have to retry the second episode because I got about halfway through and passed out.
The second episode is... Yeah, it's kind of fucked up and disturbing. Yeah. It's Hannibal. It's kind of fucked up and disturbing. But that's
first
also what I meant to
really
ask.
Really good.
Yeah. Wing, so where are you on the last season of Walking Dead, dude?
Oh, I'm way behind.
You are a terrible person.
Sorry.
I'm really glad we don't do a show based on Walking Dead.
I know. I'm glad we don't talk about it at all on this cast. I mean,
all right.
Well, you can talk about it at this point. I've been... on the internet, so I've been
such a failure at shows.
I tell you.
Anyways, moving on.
I haven't watched Game of Thrones either.
We don't care about anymore.
Yeah, I haven't watched Game of Thrones either, Adam.
No, I care, but not about your TV watching anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Humans has already premiered in the UK, and a crap ton of people watched that.
Oh, it is.
It's going to be out here, I think, in 2 weeks. Yeah, like the 28th or something.
Gaffle.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Humans looks extremely good. It's going to be on AMC, so it should be quite awesome.
Yay.
And stuff. So, Stars has picked up Neil Gaiman's American Gods for a full series.
We'll see.
It looks good as far as the concept art goes.
It's a concept art.
It's Neil Gaiman, so that's a plus.
You know, I'd be really excited if the last thing I remember Stars doing wasn't... Oh, I hate you. Ah, there we go. Sorry, I was hating my brain. Torchwood Miracle Day.
Dude, I don't blame you. Yeah. That burned me bad. I was mad as hell.
I like Miracle Day.
You liked Miracle Day?
No. Shut up. We recorded on it. You did not like it.
I like Miracle Day.
You're getting soft in your old age. Or you're like retarded drunk or something right now because you don't
retarded remember. Drunk.
I don't understand, but you did not like it. You pissed all over that with me, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure I did piss all over that, but okay.
American Gods deserves to be done right. And I hope Stars doesn't screw this up.
So I'm going to have to get another channel too now?
They want another Spartacus, so they're going to try to be careful with that one, I think.
Spartacus was so good except for the last season. The last season of it, it was obvious they had to end the story, but it was thrown together so haphazardly. It's like, meh.
Yeah, agreed.
But what does look good though, and I didn't put this on here, but I saw a commercial for Childhood's End on Sci-Fi. That looks good.
Okay. Wait,
like the book?
Based off of the Arthur C. Clarke book. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That does look good. It looks like what they did with Dune. It looks very, very good.
Okay.
Is that supposed to be?
I didn't catch a date. I'm sure it's I think it's going to be like within the next couple of months.
No
but
link, no date. Man,
I'm
come
sorry.
On.
I didn't put it on. I didn't even think we were going to be discussing this.
You're a tease.
Right.
But also, a lot of people got very upset last Sunday because a crap ton of people watched Game of Thrones, I think, more than they ever had. And yeah. I think the backlash, the backlash online has been pretty phenomenal.
What happened?
A lot of
everybody
died.
What?
Like two nuclear bombs went off.
Yeah, a lot of people.
But that's all right. Don't worry, people who know what I'm talking about. Lady Melisandre just showed up. He'll be fine. That's all I'm saying.
So have the people died?
What? Well, yeah. Whatever.
After the people died. Okay, that's a way to entertain people. That's what J.R.R. Martin does.
But you can't get that mad about it because exactly that's the freaking.
That's why I don't even watch the show. It's one of the reasons I don't even watch the show because it's like, why am I even getting invested in this? If all you're gonna do is kill off people, fuck it.
But the story, it's the story.
I have the story. Yeah. What history of the story?
People
it's
die.
Made up. It's not real.
Yes, it is. It's totally real.
There are no such things as dragons, dude.
Yeah, there were way back when, just like in Star
Trek.
Yes,
they're called dinosaurs, dude.
In Star Wars, when they say a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, this is a long, long time ago on a continent far, far away. I'm just
There's
saying.
There's no
Rob.
Continent like
yes,
that.
There was. Continent shift. Jesus, this is a documentary. You don't know this?
Much. It's a documentary from the mind of J.R.R. Martin.
Oh my god!
This is totally a documentary, you guys. Come on.
Okay.
God. Okay. The obvious movie news is that Jurassic World,
yeah,
made so much fucking money. It's actually kind of ridiculous. It made over $500 million in the first weekend. It's already passed Avengers as far as domestic box office is concerned.
What is it getting on Rotten Tomatoes?
70-something.
Everybody 70. I heard that saw it said it was good and it's nostalgic and it's fun, but it's...
I have heard the half and half. I've heard half people are like, oh, yeah, it's nostalgic and it's fun. If you like the first movie, you're going to like this.
Right.
And the other half are just like, this is a load of crap.
But that's
well, even the ones that say you're going to like it and it's nostalgic. If you like the first one, you're going to like this. They're like, yeah, but I mean, it's no, it's not. It's not. Yeah. It trips the nostalgic trigger because we were all what? 12, 14,
something
16,
like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe 18 when the first one came out.
Right.
Yeah, but you know the big thing in this movie is that when the first one came out, you wanted to see the park. And
right.
you never see the park because they never open it. And this one, it's open and it looks super cool. But it's a cheesy 80s monster
it's
movie. That's
not
it.
All the same beats as the first one, right? You have like something goes wrong with the park or whatever. The kids get attacked. There's two kids alone. They get attacked. They kind of get crushed or stepped under something.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the scientists messing around with shit. I mean, there's like 12 beats, I'm sure, that it shares very closely with the first one.
It does. It does. But it's still fun. But no
right.
one could have predicted this. Why all of a sudden everybody goes going to see Jurassic Park?
Because it's been 21 years or 23 years since the first one, so there's a whole bunch of young shitheads who have probably never seen this.
I think it's, I mean, first of all, the really big takeaway from this is that Hollywood did not see this coming. The highest,
nobody saw this coming.
The highest amount that they were guessing was going to be 150 to 165 million. That was the most it was planning on getting.
Yeah, and it was tracking for 125, 130. So,
yeah.
You know, it's...
What was that
the
like?
The 150, 165 was coming from the studio.
What was that $8 million? Was the $8 million movie or the last year that beat out the Tom Cruise?
Fault in Our Stars. Yeah.
Exactly.
Live,
exactly.
Die, Repeat. That's not the name, but that's what's on the DVD case because they kept changing the name.
Yeah. Edge right. of Tomorrow. Edge
Thank
of
tomorrow. You.
But it was yeah. Fault of Stars that blew it away, I think.
Right.
Yeah, that was.
Yep.
But nobody saw this coming, and
nope.
You know what? The only problem I have with this is, like, the sequel to this is going to suck.
It is, and that's
oh, yeah,
fucking,
totally is.
But it's going to be a money grab, and this movie isn't going to have much. No one's going to go see this movie 5 or 6 times.
Oh, the drop is going to be big.
The drop is going to be huge.
Yeah,
the drop
that's
is going to be
point.
Insane.
And not everyone's going to buy it. You'll be able to get it on Netflix after the first year, if not sooner. I will totally go see it still. Because this is a movie you're going to want to catch in the theater with a matinee. It's got fucking big dinosaurs, you know?
And Chris Pratt, who is cool yeah. and everything. It's and he's already signed on to do the sequel and everything, which is not surprising.
Did you see his comment? Yeah, I think they got me signed for like 38.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, but nobody saw this coming because they all remember the last two. And that's yeah. what's blown me away.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're the last two were not good. They just weren't. Even the book, Lost World, was not good.
The second one wasn't horrible because it was a different island and shit.
The third
right?
one was terrible.
Yeah, the third one was non-serviceable. But the second one, it like had somewhat of a different story. Right? Wasn't that the one that had a different island, like Site B or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit more plausible. I mean, why would you go back to Site A if not just to nuke the fucker?
Right.
Okay, now my question to you, Wing, since you've seen it. Is Wing the only one that's seen it?
I think so, because I haven't
yep.
seen it.
Yeah,
not
okay.
me.
So, is this a reboot?
No, it's a sequel. This is Jurassic Park 4.
It is.
But they reference the first one.
That's it.
Yeah. You don't need to... It's a soft reboot. Because you don't need to have seen the other ones, but if
well,
you...
it's like the last Mad Max we saw was what three of the four or something now.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but this one would be the fourth one. But as if you've seen the first one, it's fun because there's lots of callback. But you definitely don't need to have seen 2 and 3.
Okay,
like don't see 2 and 3.
Yeah, you don't need 2 and 3 at all. Yeah, and kind of a really classy move that Marvel did was they put out an ad of basically the superheroes from Avengers looking up at a dinosaur, which that was a nice send-off. That was very cool.
Is Chris Pratt riding the dinosaur?
Yes.
Yes.
Because he's Chris Pratt.
He's Chris Pratt.
And he's
That's
also a Marvel character.
This is true. This is very true.
Chris Pratt is having a great year because you look at the last year, he did like what? The Lego movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, this.
In the last, the last 2 years, even filming time, maybe two and a half, he's made three franchises easily that he'll get a couple few movies out of each. And
and his wife is Anna Faris, which is not bad.
Oh, when are we going to get frequently asked questions about parallel universes? Man, I liked her in the time travel one. Sorry.
She is a cutie. Yes, she is. So. But yes, and to answer a question, because I promised that I would do this online on Twitter, Aset was asking if we have a bet regarding how much more money Star Wars will make from Jurassic World. We had not even
opening weekend.
Now, here's the thing. For me, this only solidifies my initial theory of how much money Star Wars is going to make opening weekend. But I'm not going to go higher than where I was before.
And what was your high? What was your high?
In the opening weekend, it was going to make $280 million.
All right, here. I will get fucking nuts with it, all right?
Yeah,
I will say it's Star Wars.
And this is domestic.
Yes. Oh, just domestic? Well, then
just domestic.
What's the domestic number right meow for Jurassic World from that first weekend?
208.
208.
A 208, and you're saying
238.
208. And you're saying 280?
I'm saying 280.
I will say 280 and a dollar. Yeah, that's right. I just Price is Right at you, bitch.
Yes, you did. Question, is there enough seat to do 280?
I will say
if there's enough seat to do something like this, there's going to be enough seat to do that.
That was in every theater this weekend, and that was sold out everywhere. So
I will say honestly, though,
there
that
were still other
make
movies playing Wing. They're gonna run it in every theater.
There's not gonna be anything.
There's
else
not gonna be
than
anything
Star
else
Wars.
For opening weekend. I swear to Christ, for opening weekend, especially around here, you're gonna have at least 4 to 7 of the theaters in a 16 to 20 pack being Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
So I'll say even international, it's going to make everything that this did. I'll say international plus a buck, plus a couple seats. I mean, it's
going to
do it.
I think it's going to, if it doesn't make 500, it's going to get ridiculously close to it.
Oh, it'll make every dollar of 500. Yeah. It'll make every dollar of this plus more, just because of it's got the nostalgia factor, it's got the Star Wars funk factor, and it's got, oh yeah, that's right, it's new life into shit people never thought, and it looks good. Got to remember, every time one of these trailers comes out, someone loses their shit,
and
including Geek, who's not even a fan.
And then it's gonna suck.
Exactly. So it'll still do the Star Wars,
it's still going to do the opening weekend.
The Jurassic Park weekend, and hammer everybody out, and then go, it's a 76% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I can't honestly believe it'll suck. I don't think it is it possible? Yes. Do
it's
I think it
suck
will? No, I don't Listen, think so. I think
J.J. Abrams poured enough of his heart and soul in this, like he did the first Star Trek. Because he wasn't even a
Star Trek fan.
Right, because he was a little bit of a fan of both, but he always said he'd never touch this because he was such a fan of this. And then they did the dump trucks full of cash. You know this is going to be done
set
right
for life, yes.
Oh, he's
well, yeah, and that.
Yes, he probably is. But
J.J. Abrams, do you need to adopt a white 35-year-old man? I love you.
Well, I keep my 180. Even after everything said and done, I keep my 180.
Wing, no way.
I'm sorry, Wing. You go ahead and you keep your 180. You go ahead and you keep your 180.
All right, how about this? Wing, if it... I can't even say that, no. Because I was going to say if it doubles what he says, but that's 360, and that just sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's not going to clear 300 domestic. I don't think that's... That's where it goes into, are there enough seats? 300 domestic, that would literally have to be... Not just every single theater, they would have to build more theaters between
now
and then.
How 3D heavy is the new one going to be?
It'll have 3D on it, I'm sure, but those are going to be for the diehards. The people that just want to see it will just see it.
Here it's difficult now to see a movie not in 3D. I mean, for this one, Jurassic World, there was one theater showing it in 2Ds with 3 representation a day. That's it. The rest was all 3D.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There will be a lot of 3D, but there will be people who just see it in 2D too.
Oh, I'm only seeing it in 2D for sure.
3D IMAX.
I'm going to do 3D. IMAX. Oh, definitely IMAX. Especially for the first time. Jesus.
Yeah. In 3D IMAX. Oh, yeah. Bring it.
Now, I will have a fucking migraine afterwards, but I'll see it.
I don't know. I can dig the IMAX or the Ultra Screen or whatever the fuck we get around here at some places, but I'm not. I don't know if I'll go 3D right away. It loses something for me in a lot of movies.
Me too.
Because if it doesn't have... The only movies that I've ever been really impressed with it on was... Guardians was the only live-action movie, and Wreck-It Ralph. So basically, animated movies are the only thing that really work.
Tron.
Tron in 3D looked beautiful. But
well, that's because it's a basically whole generated world.
But even that did not compare to Avatar in 3D.
Which I didn't see because I'm an asshole.
It was scary how immersed you became in that film.
Yeah, Avatar.
It was really kind of uncomfortable sometimes. It's like
I can't wait till the next one comes out and it makes like $4 in a pack of gum.
Oh no! If it makes like that movie from FIFA, I will be on the fucking floor.
Make what $420,000 or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And with all the scandals around FIFA right now, nobody wants to know.
Yeah.
Even the director is making joke about this movie right now. Like, it looked like I helped a bunch of corrupt guys down their money. Okay, good, great.
So, moving on to other news, I'm just going to butcher this guy's name now. Chitwell Ejiofor. I'll say that works.
The bad guy from Serenity.
The bad guy from Serenity and the star of 12 Years a Slave. He is going to be playing Baron Mordo in Doctor Strange. I'm cool with it. I'm fine with it. He plays a great heavy. It's good.
Yeah.
You can do that. I'm fine.
I agree.
It'll work.
Yeah. Now, last week, and I'm really kind of embarrassed that none of us picked up on this even remote possibility, because we were saying that last week, Marvel was going to bail out of Hall H, so DC was going to take over because, you know, they're going to give it to DC to give them rope to hang themselves. It never occurred to us that the same controlling studio was Disney, and the most obvious thing to go into Hall H at this point is fucking Star Wars.
Yep. Why not?
Yeah, and none of us called that. Why didn't anyone think of that?
No one. We just said, oh, yeah, it's going to go to DC because we're dumb. Star Wars. It's going to have Kathleen Kennedy. It's going to have Loris Kasdan, who wrote it. It's going to have, quote unquote, surprise guests.
Do you think we're getting a trailer? Do you think we're getting a trailer?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get a trailer.
A real trailer this time.
Yeah. We're going to get the full trailer this time. The timing of it is perfect. And where it is, yeah. We're going to get the full
6 months before the movie and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's perfect. And you keep another trailer for like October or something.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's the timing is perfect. The place is perfect. I'm wondering who the surprise guests are going to be. It's probably going to be Ford if he doesn't like get into another crash. Because you know that some bitches.
Dude,
3 weeks ago, fucker flew a helicopter.
Yep.
Just because.
Yeah, but don't blaspheme.
I'm just saying, dude needs to stop doing that.
Why?
He probably dies in the next Star Wars, so he's like, whatever.
If the rumors are true, then yeah. But still, come on, dude. Don't be doing that. That's crazy. There is a rumor, however, they may have BB-88, which could be really interesting.
What do you mean?
Confused. Why do I know
It's the sphere droid?
The soccer ball droid, yeah.
Ball droid. And apparently they have built a live-action model of that thing.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Moves.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, it moves, but it moves slow.
But it is possible that that will show up, and, of course, the crowd will go insane.
Yeah, they added that celebration.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool to see. So, but at this point, I'm hoping that we have a trailer and maybe that we have like a director for that Just Drank debacle.
Yeah.
You know, somebody else to bring
that. Or at least more stuff on
Rogue One.
On Rogue One. Yeah.
Yes. Something fun. So that would be great. DC's better give me a freaking trailer.
DC needs to get off its ass and do something, because at this point, come on, y'all. series.
We've seen all of Suicide Squad, but...
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
James Bond is angry.
Yes, more Spectre trailer goodness. Yeah.
James
I'm ready.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, more Bond now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. It's going to be good.
Yeah. I'm wondering, with a year like this year, how much money a James Bond's going to make?
Well, it's not competing against anything, I don't think.
No, but this is going to do
those crazy numbers. Something within a week or two.
Oh, yeah, within a week or two, but I'm talking opening weekend. Well, I don't think it's in any trouble.
Well, there's a Star Wars movie a month after, but...
That's a month.
Yeah. I'm just curious how much a Bond can still do in a year like this year, because this year
I think it'll do
crazy.
Fine. Look at Kingsman.
Yeah.
Kingsman made some nice money for a rated R movie.
Yeah. Did they want to do another one too because of that?
I don't blame them, because Kingsman was damn good.
Yeah.
But I think it'll do fine.
We're halfway through the year of all the movies ever.
Yes, we are.
And we've had a lot of fucking money made on a lot of good movies.
It's true.
But the surprise at this point are Fast 7 and Jurassic Park. I mean, everybody knew...
As far as money making, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, everybody knew these movies would make money, but nobody thought they would make that much money.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Yeah. I'm going to be looking for Jurassic Park if it breaks the $1 billion club.
Oh, it'll break the $1 billion club. Overall, at some point, even if it's not, you know, within the next few weeks, it'll do it overall. But
maybe it's gonna super drop, and Ant-Man's gonna be the next big thing. Who knows?
I think. But the thing
oh
is,
my
if
God,
it is,
when does super, that release?
Next month.
Seriously?
Yeah. But I think if it does, it'll drop. I think Jurassic Park will drop domestically. Internationally, it'll still be big.
I'm wondering if Sean's gonna go see Ant-Man.
I don't think Sean will bother with Ant-Man, to be honest. I don't think.
I might Netflix it or rent it. I don't.
We're going to see it for the cast, dude.
No, we're not. Cast, dude. No, we're not.
Yes, it's Marvel.
Yes,
movie.
We are. It's on
God,
the
I hate
thing.
You. I hate you all.
So
okay, no. Fine.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Baby.
See it in 3D just... on IMAX, dude. Come on.
No way. Oh, my Christ. But see, some of that actually might be cool because it's all going to be freaking computer generated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't be worse than Thor: The Dark World, so you're okay.
See, I didn't think that was that bad, but whatever.
I don't think that was that bad either, but at the same time, it's like this. Like, this, just, this one.
I said it again, and I was like, eek.
Well, it shocks me that we've seen that one trailer and snippets of that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Which it doesn't shock me. It scares me. Mm.
You know what I like about Ant-Man at this point? All of, like, everybody's expectations are really low.
Yeah.
So it just has to beat everybody's crazy low expectations, and it'll be a breakout.
True. Dark Places trailer just came out. It's Charlize Theron, but it just looks disturbing and fucked up and wrong.
Charlize Theron, Chloe, what's her name from Kick-Ass, and...
Moritz.
All sorts of other good stuff. And is that that's the dude from The Following, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, this could
he
be
plays
really
a nut job. Yeah.
Creepy.
It looks creepy.
It looks really, really... And the music does not help at all. Because, wow. The music alone give me nightmares. It's like it's Nine Inch Nails on drugs. It's just... Yeah. Jesus.
But it looks good.
It looks very good. It looks very good. And, you know, Charlize Theron. It can't be too bad. So, and Rupert Wyatt will be directing Gambit.
Yeah, but the guy's from Rise of the Planet of the Apes, so at least he's got like...
That's cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, Gambit was always my favorite X-Man, whatever. But I still don't think we're ever going to see this movie.
Why not?
I don't know.
I think we are.
Yeah, I think everything's kind of going forward, dude.
Yeah, the studios are scrambling to put every comic book character they can on the big screen as quick as they can before the bubble bursts, so you'll get it.
Fox is trying to build their universe, quote-unquote, so there's rumor of Wolverine crossing over with Deadpool.
Just for a quick scene saying, you know, I'm Wolverine, then walks out.
And the inverse as well. Hey, I'm Deadpool, and walks out.
I'm Deadpool.
That could, That could actually work with Deadpool.
That actually could.
Goes on the screen. Hey, hi. I just wanted to say, I'm Deadpool and I'm in the same universe.
And he Ciao. Leaves. And he literally leaves. Does that.
And the movies start playing again. You know, it's...
And the thing is, with Deadpool, it would work perfectly.
You do that during the credit.
Yeah.
And people would go nuts. And it would work with Deadpool, so...
It would be funny as hell. Another trailer for Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, that movie looks so good.
It looks solid.
It does.
I like the timeliness. You know what I mean? It looks so 60s or whatever.
It does look very 60s.
And it feels good. It feels right.
Yeah.
Good old spy movie. Hell yeah. With Superman.
With Superman, yes. The Peanuts trailer is finally out. It is weird.
Yeah.
To see them in 3D. It's just odd.
We'll see.
It looks like a Peanuts movie. Don't get me wrong, but it just looks odd to see them in 3D.
Yeah. Weird.
Very weird.
I'm giving them a chance, but it better be good.
We'll see. Mentioned this on Gunna Geeks earlier this week. How many words per minute can Thor type? Because apparently Chris Hemsworth is going to be the receptionist in the Ghostbusters movie.
I like that as casting.
I do, too. I do too. I know it could be stunt casting. I know he'll be a one note joke, but at the same time, I'm cool with it. I'm totally fine with it.
I'm excited for the new Ghostbuster, to be honest. It's going to be different. It's going to be something else, but hey, I'm excited.
True. And because, you know, why do we even bother with Tron 3 when you can just have another Maleficent for some reason?
Well, if you look at the numbers, it makes sense.
No. I know it makes sense, but it's stupid.
Makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think Angelina Jolie's going to be back?
No. She'll prep it and then she'll leave. She's done that with her last couple movies.
Yeah.
Wow. Her last couple sequels, sorry.
They're going to dump another 150, 160 million into that, and they're going to hope to make another 750, so... It's not a bad investment, but yeah. I mean, seriously, I've seen Tomorrowland, and that cost $170 million, and I was like, where?
Where?
How do you spend
$170 They gave it all to George Clooney.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can see.
And the craft services cart.
Yeah.
Probably, because, damn. Okay, the movie looks great, and there's a lot of CGI and all that, but... I mean, I've seen movies with a lot of CGI that cost way less than that, so I don't know anymore. I'm like, come on. Invest at the right place, Disney.
You're getting too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Imperial Furiosa tampon commercial.
That's funny.
It made me laugh so fucking hard because it was everything that it needed to be.
For the first, 5 seconds, you're like, is that Charlize? Wait, is it? No.
No, it's not her. But she's beating the crap out of everybody. And just at the end, she's like, here, have one of mine. It's like, holy shit, dude.
She chucks a tampon down on him.
I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
So when I'm bleeding, it's like, whoa, really?
That was perfect.
It was so perfect in so many fucking ways. So perfect in so many ways. And another video came out recently. Basically, Picard and Vader arguing which is geekier, Star Trek or Star Wars. I see both sides of this argument.
I think they call it nerdier, but...
Nerdier, sorry. Yeah. But still, I see both sides of this argument.
I agree.
They both make good points.
Oh, the Force? Come on, the Force? Oh, let's just muddle everything up with nonsensical scientific babble. And then right away you have, whoever... pop in and start jabbling some up. Oh, the Forton, shit, I can't talk. But again, nonsensical babble, and then, it's good. Good
and
shit.
Vader's all like, hey, your special effects suck. No, they don't. Yeah, they do. and our last piece of, technically non-news, Beef came across this video and shared it with us. It is the argument about the controversy regarding Black Stormtroopers.
It's basically College Humor's take on it and why there can't be a Black Stormtrooper. And it starts out with one guy saying, well, they were all clones of Jango Fett. And the other guy said, well, what, why now all of a sudden loves Jango Fett? And it goes back and forth. And finally, they're like, okay, well, maybe they're recruiting, yada, yada. You know, don't be like that. Maybe it is a stormtrooper. And then they kind of give up on it. And then right at the end, he gets the guy who is defending, saying he might be a stormtrooper, even though he's black. He gets shot in the arm. And he looks at the other guy and goes, oh, you're right. Apparently, he's not a stormtrooper. Because, you know, he could shoot.
He could shoot and actually hit a target.
Yeah.
Do you think the new stormtrooper are going to be more efficient than the old stormtrooper?
There was a glitch in the aiming targeting of that clone.
I'm wondering if they aren't, it's not just going to be that they are, I think they're going to be looked at more as soldiers rather than just disposable things.
Because you went to the from the Clone Wars where they're awesome to the Rebellion era where
they can't hit the broadside of a barn when they're standing 2 feet away.
No. So, and now I'm seeing like flame troopers and stuff like that. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Yeah. I honestly think they're going to be looked more at as soldiers, like, you know, the Bravo Company and shit like that, like serious soldiers more than disposable troopers.
Is that because they copied the VHS too much and then they couldn't shoot? I don't understand.
They're not clones anymore.
I know, but during the time when they couldn't shoot. The Rebellion was still...
That was apparently, they weren't clones then either.
That was the start of the recruiting program, so it's anybody that's able to shoot, they're like, here's a gun.
Just crappy training.
Exactly. Yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah.
But here, it's like... And in a way, it would lead more into Rogue One, since that is supposed to be a war film.
Yeah, I can't wait for Rogue One.
That's going to be an interesting kind of twist. That's going to be
And that's going to take place in between 7 and 8?
No, that takes place between 3 and 4. It's basically the story of how they get the Death Star's plan.
Oh, that's right.
But what they said is like no Jedi, and it's Star Wars.
Yeah, it's just going to be soldiers fighting
each other. Well, yeah, that was the first couple lines they said. Let's see if they stick to that. Fingers crossed. I would like to, but...
I can't imagine a Star Wars movie without a lightsaber somewhere.
It would be very weird, but the thing is, and I see Disney's point on this, if they're going to do something like this, they're going to have to branch out. They're going to have to do something that, you know, is going to be a little bit different.
I'm all for it. Give me the Zero Dark 30 of...
Oh, yeah, if they go full-on Zero Dark 30 or they go on, like, Guns of Navarro or some shit, that's going to be insane.
That would be great.
It's a bridge over the River Kwai in Star Wars. What the fuck?
Why not?
Black Hawk down
in Star Wars. But that is all the news we have for this week, folks. Enjoy it. We will see you next week. Peace.
Later.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.